So, one of the things that has really bothered everybody about Shemot Va'era is that the story of the appointment of Moshe is doubled. It happens twice. And we almost forget this because this is one of those times that the Parsha break is really quite to our disadvantage because we only read Va'era next week. And, you know, therefore it takes you a while to get back to it. But you have two completely different stories, almost. There are a lot of points that we could draw out of them, but I'll focus on one. But let me just prove it, and then maybe you can think about some others. So here, one is in Perek Gimel Shemot, and we get Moshe Hayaroe Etzoni Trochot No Kohen Midyan Venhaget So Eratzon Achar Midbar Vayavo Al Har Elohim Choreva. So Moshe is a shepherd. He's shepherding his father-in-law's flock. He's in the desert. He reaches Chorev. Vayiro Malach Adonai Elav Bila Bat Eish Mitochat Sneh Vayar Vinei Asneh Boer Baish Vasneh Nenu Ukal. And he sees the burning bush, and it is not burnt up. So Moshe turns to it and says, let me see this amazing thing. Why is this not burning? In the past, I've talked about this pasuk, which I love, right? Which is God saw that he turned to see. Right? There is this beautiful emphasis over on Moshe's ability to see that which other people don't see, and that God perceives that in him, perceives his ability to perceive. Vayomer al tekrav halom, shal na'alecha me'al raglecha, ki me'akom asher adam mira lavad mad kodeshu. So he says, take off your shoes, you're in a holy place. Vayomer anochi elei avicha, elei Avraham, elei Yitzchak, elei Yaakov, v'yester Moshe mipanav, ki arei mebir Elohim. He says, I am the God of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and he hides his face. Vayomer adonai, ro reiti erani ami, asher b'mitzrayim zakatam shamati, mibnei noksav giadati, et mechon v'ayir datzilom yadashar, and it goes on. Right? And then, if you skip, what does Moshe say? So, right, in first Hashem says, Vata lechav, summary, lechav as lechav paro, vodseir ami b'nei Yisrael Mitzrayim, go to Mitzrayim. This is very long, right? This goes on like 20-something psukim. And what does Moshe say? Vayom Moshe Elohim, mi anochi gilecha paro, v'chiyotzir b'nei Yisrael Mitzrayim, who am I that I should go? Vayom rikiye yeimach, v'zeh lechavot, ki anochi shalach dicha, v'tziyach ha'am Mitzrayim, davun ed Elohim, al arzeh. It's not you, it's me, I'm with you. Vayomer Moshe Elohim, hinei anochi bar el bnei Yisrael, v'amarti lahem Elohei avodechem shelachani elchem v'imru li mashmo v'amar lahem. He says, and they're going to ask me their name, and this goes on. This is pasuk Yudalid. What name should I tell them about you?
Yeah.
Exactly, and this, right?
But then the second time it's Ahiyah.
And then get this kainim, and tell them that I'm going to take you out, and they will listen to you. And I will give you favor in their eyes, and etc. This goes, that's all of Perek Gimel. And we're still talking by the time we get to Perek Dalet. Right, so that's 22 psukim. And Moshe says, but they won't listen to me, they won't believe me. So Hashem gives him all the proofs and all the signs. I don't know if you've ever noticed how long this dialogue goes on, right? This is pasuk. Then on the 33rd pasuk of this speech, Vayomer Moshe Adonai, Bi Adonai, Lo Ish Dvarim Anochi, Gam Mitvol Gam Shilshom, Gam Me'az Dabar Chal Avdecha, Ki Chad Peh Chad Lashon Anochi, I don't want to go, I'm hard of speech. And God says, well, who gave man the ability to talk? Go, and I will be with you. And then, this is all of Perek Gimel, now halfway through Perek Dalet, Vayomer Bi Adonai, Shlach Na Biyat Yishlach, and Moshe says, no, don't send me. Send the one you want to send, but not me. And finally, after 35 psukim, Vayichar Af Adonai B'Moshe, Vayomer, Halo Aron Achicha Levi, Yadati Ki Yidaber Hu, V'gam Hinei Hu, Yotzei Lekradecha V'ara Acha, V'zamach B'libo, V'dibarti, L'vedibarti 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 V'am B'fiv Anochi Eyam Picha V'am Piyu, V'reidi Et Chem Esher Tasun, right? Hashem finally has some sort of compromise. He yells at him and he says, listen, just go. You're having trouble? Aaron will go with you, and he will be your spokesman, and it will be okay, and do what I say. He will talk to the nation, you will be his God, right? And take this stick, okay? That is 39 psukim in to this speech, okay? But it gets worse, and this is right, that when you open Va'era, Right? Literally, the first pasuk of Va'era, after this whole speech, finally Moshe agrees. It's 39 psukim. A parak later in Va'era, Va'idaber lehem Moshe, Va'ir me'lav ani Adonai, Va'ir el Avram el Yitzchak ve'el Yaakov ve'el Shaddai, Shmi Adonai lo nodati lehem. The speech starts again. And he says, by the way, I'm God. You know, I didn't introduce myself with the name Hashem to the Avod, Gama Kimoti Hidbriti Itam, etc., etc. And I've heard the suffering of the B'nai Israel, and therefore you should go, and you should take it to a nation, and I will take them out. And then he says, Bo daber al paro melech Mitzrayim, v'shlach, v'daber Moshe lefnei Hashem, lefnei Adonai le'mor, heim ben Israel lo shamu elai, ichshmi paro ben Israel svatayim, the Jews are not listening to me, how is paro going to? V'daber Adonai al Moshe ve'al Aaron, v'yitzavim ben Israel v'al paro melech Mitzrayim, lo tzi ben Israel Mitzrayim. So he says to Moshe and Aaron, tell him to let you go. Right, so we have 39 psukim, a few psukim break, and then we have the whole thing all over again. So we talked about this a little bit last year, because there are a million different things that you can say on what is going on here. Is this meant to be the same speech? Is this a summary? Are these two different incidents? Like, what is going on? Every one of the Mefarshim wants to pick up on it. But let me pick up on one aspect that I didn't last year. And that is the role of Aaron. Okay? In the first version, in Shmot, after 39 psukim, God finally gets angry, and he says, fine. You're having trouble. You don't think the Jews are going to listen to you. So I'm going to send you a spokesman. I'm going to send you Aaron. Okay? He'll talk on your behalf. Is that better? Okay? Just go. It'll be okay. I'll be with you. Just go. What's Aaron's role there?
Spokesperson.
Yeah, he's like a nothing. Like, if you wanted the strongest formulation of that, it's... Right, he will be your spokesman. And what is Moshe to Aaron?
God to Moshe.
Yes, right? You will be, right? Right, that's what the pasuk says. Right? The pasuk says, right? He's not exaggerating. The pasuk says, Va'ata tiye lo le'elohim. Right? You shall be to him Elohim, which yes means sarvish o fate. But this is a particularly strong language, right? And you are going to be his God, essentially, right? You are God, he is whatever. Right, he is your spokesman. Fine. Okay? Second speech. Vaidaber Adonai el Moshe ve el Aharon vaitzaveim el bnei Israel vel paro melech Mitzrayim lotzi bnei Israel meretz Mitzrayim. If you read the speech in Va'era, God is speaking
to both.
To Moshe and Aaron.
They're on the same level, kind of.
Yes, right? There are two... there are many differences between these two speeches. But the one we didn't focus on last year is this. In the version in Shmot, again, right now I don't want to try to figure out, are these two speeches? Is it two records of the same speech? Is it what order? How did this happen? Right, that's what all the Mefarshim try to figure out. How many years passed between this? If you remember, we talked about this last year, right? Meaning,
well,
is this...
they're different.
Are they different? But even if they are different, how many years are... Are these like in 1 week? Is this like difference of years? Right, like... the possibility that after that whole incident, the Malon, he goes back, right, and therefore has to be sent again, right, all different possibilities. But in the first speech, Moshe is the leader, and Aaron is not. In the second speech, Moshe and Aaron are together. And you see this, and I was listening to a shiur by Dr. Yehuda Brandes, where he, Rabbi Doctor, I don't know, right? He's the head of the Machon Herzog at Yeshiva Herzion at the Teachers College. And he noted that this is actually systematic. That if you go through Chumash, you go through Shmot, half the time you find Aaron as the identity of his own leader. Moshe and Aaron each have roles. And half the time, Moshe is Moshe and Aaron is his assistant, right? Is whatever. And then he argues that this is because there are really two very different perspectives. That Moshe really, there's a complexity here about Moshe. There are two ways that Moshe and Aaron are introduced in Tanakh. The first time we meet Moshe, how do we meet Moshe?
As a baby.
As a baby. And in that story, what is the feeling you get from that story?
He's special.
Yes, because everybody else is nameless. Right, everybody else is nameless in that entire story. There's a man and a woman from Levi who have a child who is saved miraculously by Bat Paro, and his name is Moshe. He is unique. He stands alone. He is, right, he's special. But later on, we actually get the identity of it. We get another introduction to Moshe, where the in Va'era, where we get a whole list. Elo Rashi Beit Avotam B'nei Reuven B'chor Yisrael. We get a whole lineage of the Jewish people until Levi. Right, like we go Reuven, Shimon, and then we stop at Levi, and we get Vaykach Amram et Yocheved Dodato Lo Liisha Vatil Lo et Aaron et Moshe Ushnei Chaye Amram Shevo Shloshim Mat Shana, and Amram and Yocheved had two sons, Amram and Aaron and Moshe, and Vaykach Aaron et Lisheva Baraminadav Achot Nachshon Lo Liisha, and Aaron gets married. Who Aaron and Moshe Asher Amar Adonai Lehem Otziu Bnei Yisrael Meir Tzotam Otzivotam? And this is the Aaron and Moshe that I told to take you out of Egypt. So Shmot tells you a story in which Moshe is this miraculous leader with no parents and no siblings and no family and no history, right? Except that, like, a bunch of anonymous people got together and the miraculous baby was born and ended up in the palace, right? Va'era tells us a story where there's Reuven and Shimon and Levi, and Levi eventually has descendants from Amram, two amazing people, Moshe and Aaron, who go, and they were the ones who went to save the Jews. Hema medabrim al paro melech Mitzrayim, lo tzi et bnei Yisrael Mitzrayim, hu Moshe v'Aharon. Right, if you were missing this emphasis. And he says that this is the complexity. Moshe is, because of his greatness, because of where he grew up, is an outsider. He is taken by God to be an outsider, as we already quoted from the Ibn Ezra. This was on purpose, right? People wouldn't take him seriously if he'd grown amongst the Jews. He had to be an outsider. And sometimes he functions as that outsider, as that person from without, who's just impressive and overwhelming. And in those times, Aaron is just
conduit.
He's just his spokesman, right? There's no one who can approach Moshe. To the extent that Aaron is there, right? He's just a normal guy, and Moshe, you know, and he helps Moshe out. But that type of leadership is not successful by itself. But you also need a leader who the people trust, who's from within. And Aaron is kol kulo within. He has an identity. He comes from people, right? There's Reuven, there's Shimon, and there's Levi, and Levi has descendants, and Amram has Moshe and Aaron. And sometimes Aaron is equal when the leadership that is called for is the leadership from within. And therefore, there are these two perspectives. There's Aaron being called with Moshe when they need an insider perspective. And then it's who Moshe and Aaron. They're both there because without Aaron, Moshe cannot be that person. And sometimes you see Aaron in Moshe's, right, outsider, outright, semi-godlike role where people don't understand him. And those two aspects of Aaron, right, come out in different stories. So just to give one example, because we're already going over time, he says by the Egel you see this. By the Egel, it's very clear that Aaron is the people's leader and Moshe is the outsider. Because that's the whole speech. That they say to Aaron, Kize Moshe Ish lo yadanu maya lo, ase lanu Elohim. Ashel chulvaneinu. We don't know what happened to Moshe, so make us a god. And Aaron fails. Right? Aaron lets them do it. Right? Whatever you think he was doing, he was stalling, but they're going to Aaron when they panic that this outsized personality, Moshe, has disappeared. So they turn to Aaron, not as Moshe's conduit, but he's gone, what do we do, right? They're the people he trusts, and he makes mistakes because he's of the people. Moshe doesn't make mistakes like that, right? Moshe is never of the people. Moshe is, and he points out that even when Moshe goes up to Har Sinai, right, which is the epitome of Moshe being the other, right? He is with God, not with the people. Who does he bring with him? He brings Yoshua, who sits and waits for him, not Aaron. Aaron stays with the people. To the extent that he has a leader who follows in his footsteps and is can sit on Har Sinai for 40 days, even if he doesn't go up to Shamayim, that's Yehoshua, that's his student. Aaron is a different model of leadership. And so Rabbi Brandes says that's really what you have to notice in Chumash as you follow, is that there's constantly this tension, that Aaron plays two very different roles, depending on the role that Moshe is playing at that time. When you need a leader from within the people, Aaron is equal to Moshe. When Moshe is functioning as this outsider, this God representative, Aaron is the conduit, because he's amongst the people. He doesn't have that type of otherworldly gravitas. Okay, and these are the two perspectives you have to watch. And the challenge, as you note, is trying to figure out why, in different circumstances, does Aaron come in different places, right? Because as you watch that through the Makkah, places where Aaron is or is not involved, and in what way is involved, and his stick involved, and his staff, right? You start to get a picture of what exactly, what is the purpose of each Makkah, what type what is the feeling of that moment. A lot of it is going to hang on, or you'll be able to tell based on how Aaron is presented, what type of moment is being conveyed. Okay, that is a little bit over time, but